In Perek Vav, chapter 6, in Sefer Shoftim, we are introduced to the dramatic personality of Gidon. The Navi tells us that the Jewish people are being persecuted by Midian, and heavily persecuted to the point that their resources were being depleted and destroyed. Livestock and crops, even threshing and cultivation of crops, had to take place in secret. And so a malach, an angel, appears to Gidon, and he says to Gidon, essentially, you have been chosen to save the Jewish people. And Gidon kind of launches into the angel, and he says essentially to the angel, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing this to his people? What happened to the God? What happened to all the miracles we heard about by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, all the incredible things that supposedly Hashem did for our ancestors? Why is he not providing us with that same level of salvation now? Are we not deserving of God's love, providence, and protection as our ancestors were? And beautifully enough, in Pasuk Gedal, chapter 14, the angel turns to Gidon and says, "Vayifen elav Hashem, vayomer leich bekochacha zeh, voshata es Yisrael mikaf midyan shalosh shalachticha." And literally again, Hashem turns to him. It's a reference to the Malach. The Malach turns to Gidon and says to him, "Gidon, go with this strength, and with it you shall redeem the Jewish people from the hands of Midyan, because I have sent you on this mission." And the question becomes, Rashi is bothered by, Hashem says to, or the Malach says to Gidon, "Go with this strength, b'kochacha zeh." What's the strength that the pasuk is referring to? And Rashi HaKadosh says something so beautiful. Lech b'kochacha zeh, b'koach hazechus hazeh, shelimarta sanigaria albanai. The koach, the strength, is that you went out of your way to try to defend the Jewish people. You see, when Gidon is speaking to the Malach, Gidon is like filled with righteous indignation. How can Hashem do this to the Jewish people? In other words, acknowledging the Jewish people are worshipping idolatry, that's true. But even children, when they disobey their parents, are still children, and they should be the beneficiaries of the love of their parent. And Gidon was so outraged about the treatment of his Jewish people that he almost like wags an accusatory finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that's the koach. That's your koach, that you love Jews so much, that you defend them, that you love Jews so much that even when they're in the wrong, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come on, you could do better, you could be better for us. That koach of sanigori, of defending the Jewish people, that's the koach that you go armed with to be successful on your mission. And of course, the Navi teaching us a tremendous idea, how much we have to defend each other, how much we have to love one another. And even in moments when we are not perfect, there's no great feat in identifying the shortcomings or failures of the Jewish people. But our avoda as Jews is to always see the beauty in one another, the beauty in our people as a whole, with all the challenges and all the difficulties. And if we're able to do that, then that is the koach, that is the strength that we will have in Meretz Hashem to be successful in the time ahead.